one of our listeners yesterday wanted us to talk in some detail about the rental changes and the changes in the law relating to rents and landlords and tenants that's coming up on the 1st of March. For new tenancies on the 1st of March, a number of different changes are coming in. These are for ones created from the 1st of March 2026. There will be stronger tenancy protections, which mean new tenancies from the 1st of March will be tenancies of minimum duration, and these will be rolling six-year tenancies offering tenants greater stability. That's just one of a number of things that have been done. With me on the line to talk about this in more detail with Maurice Deverell, who's spokesperson for the Irish Property Owners Association. Maurice, good morning to you and thanks for joining me on the programme this morning. Could you take
good morning,
us through,
Gerry,
Maurice,
and thank you very much for having us on.
Could you take us through the main changes and the changes that will affect your members and what impact you think they'll have on the market?
The changes that will come in after the 1st of March is that it will depend on whether you're a small or a large landlord. A large landlord is one that has three tenancies or more. Sorry, four tenancies or more, and a small landlord is three tenancies or less. To have a you can have a tenancy, if you have a four-bedroomed house, you may have four tenancies in it. Therefore, you could be considered a large landlord. If you're a large landlord, you can only ever sell the property to another landlord with the tenant in situ, unless the tenant has left voluntarily and the house is naturally vacant. But otherwise, you're limited in who you can sell to. If you are a small landlord, you can, after 6 years, ask the tenant to leave and sell with vacant possession. But on the 6th year anniversary of a new tenant coming in, within the 6 years, as a small landlord, you do have the right to sell due to hardship. So that is including things like going bankrupt or the bank coming down on you or things like that. You can, the second reason you can is if you want to move a family member in. For instance, your children or your parents. It excludes your grandchildren and it excludes nieces and nephews. The family member is ideally for somebody who's coming back from Australia and wants to rent out the house for 3 years. That's kind of what it's designed for. The third reason is if a tenant breaches. So you will be able to get your property back if the tenant stops paying the rent, obviously. And the fourth reason is if it's not suitable for tenants. After the 6 years, you can ask the tenant to leave for selling or for other reasons and for substantial refurbishment, which is very specific in area, like increasing the floor area of the property by 25% or bringing up the BER rating a phenomenal amount. So those rights will apply to small landlords within the 6 years. And after the 6 years, it must go on to another landlord with tenant in situ, and that's the way it is. Where do I see it going? Well, there's two things, Gerry, is going to happen, isn't it? You know, the supply is going to drop more and more and more. And already we have very low supply. An interesting comparison is with Scotland, because Scotland and Ireland have basically got the same population. But we have 240,000 units in Ireland, and they have 350,000 units in Scotland. And that is actually what we kind of need over here. And we used to have years ago. And at 350, you would have a functioning market whereby when you put a property up on Daft, you wouldn't start getting hundreds and hundreds of people contacting you looking for the property. And I've had this experience myself of people looking for the property because they are so much in demand. And it's so difficult for tenants to find a property. So we actually need to get to a stage of getting more properties available for tenants, because the amount that are available at present is just ridiculously low. It's very similar
and do you think,
to the
Maurice,
thing we had with the...
Yes, sorry, go on.
Yep. No, I'm just saying it's very similar to the situation that we had at the Ukraine War. At the Ukraine War, obviously, we lost... There was a lack of flour in the country, and bread went up and everything else went up. And where you have a lack of supply, prices go up. So in the future, you can see that because we have such an incredible lack of supply, and because so many small landlords are leaving the market, and particularly down in the country areas outside Dublin and Cork, because of that, prices will invariably go up. That's where I see it going.
And are you seeing already, or would you be in line with some of the headlines we saw in the newspapers over the weekends that there are landlords leaving in advance of the 1st of March because they don't want to be in a situation whereby they might, and this it's important to note, it's only for new tenancies after the 1st of March. If the landlord wants to go into that, the people are getting out now rather than waiting until that happens.
Well, I think there's two reasons why they're doing it, Jerry. One is just as you spoke there, but the other one is that if you have an existing tenancy now, it stays under the old rules of 2% are the consumer price index. Well, there was the HIC, the harmonized index, and that's the consumer price index. But either way, if you have let out a property and it's been let out for the last 10 years since 2015, since the government interfered in rents, those rents are way below market rents. They are unsustainable and unaffordable to go on. And if that tenant stays another 10 years, you are going to be in 10 years' time in exactly the same situation at your 2% in 2035 or 2045. And that is unsustainable. And that is one of the reasons why landlords are leaving as well. It's because it is now, the government promised that rent controls were coming in for 3 years in 2006. They froze them in 2015. Rent controls came in 2016. They were for 3 years. We're looking at them, the 10th anniversary of rent controls was about 3 weeks ago. We're looking at them 10 years later, and we're going to be looking at them 30, 40 years into the future in the present form. And it's not sustainable. You cannot afford to keep that because prices for everything else have gone up, and interest rates and insurance and running costs and maintenance and plumbers and electricians. The whole thing has gone way up a lot more than the 2% or the HICP. In 2025, if you were setting a rent from the 1st of January 25 to the 31st of December 25, your rate was 0.6%. It wasn't 2% even. So it's not sustainable. So that's why the landlords are getting out.
Okay. This intervention, it means as well, existing tenancies with rent increases will be capped at the rate of inflation according to the consumer price index, or 2%, whichever is lower. But the snag is, if you're a landlord and you're at that lower rate of market rent and you can't increase it because you're in a rent pressure zone, the whole country will be a rent pressure zone. You're allowed to increase it to market level if it was below market level. But that means you enter into a new tenancy with a new person, I take it, and that means they will have your property for 6 years, barring they breach the terms of their tenants' agreement.
And if you're a large landlord, they have it forever and ever because they can never be moved on. Providing that, which is fair, which gives a lot of security to tenants, and some tenants require that, but an awful lot of tenants don't require the 6 years. They want a 1 year lease. They're coming into the country for a 1 year contract, 2 year contract. So it doesn't suit everybody. There are some people who will want a house or a thing for a long number of years. Maybe their children are going to school down the road, and that's 100% understandable. But there's a whole part of the market that don't require that, and yet this facility has to be made available to all of them. So we're doing the usual thing in Ireland. One size fits all, but one size doesn't fit all because not all tenants are the same.
Yeah, and that is part of the issue. The other side of it, though, is that something has to be done. Obviously, we're not building enough houses and creating the supply that's needed. But at the same time, we have situations, we have some stories of, you know, families having to move. They're being evicted, no fault evictions, and they are all of a sudden having to move to a different area. Kids being discommoded, going from schools and ending up. We have the huge number of homeless people still in this country relying on emergency accommodation provided for by the state. The government are saying, look, this is the start of a rebalancing of the rights, and that, you know, once it works its way out, things will improve. You obviously don't accept that, Morris.
No, not necessarily, Jerry. I think some things will improve. And what we have seen, particularly in the last 10 years, is we have funds coming into the country who are providing and building apartments and everything else that goes with it. And that is absolutely fine. And we obviously needed them at the time when we were coming out of the Celtic Tiger and the crash and everything else. And these funds now control 27% of Dublin property. And obviously these funds are totally in it for the shareholders, which is understandable. It's the shareholders' money. But their rents are incredibly high compared to what local landlords would previously have charged. So that has naturally pushed up the price of rental in Dublin and throughout the country. So whilst there is an argument for the funds and for needing these things in it, you also need to be very cognizant of the fact that funds are great from the Dublin and Cork point of view, but they're not great probably from the Kerry or from the Clare or Leitrim point of view, because they don't invest in those areas because there aren't enough people in them. And you need to keep the local landlord in these towns if you're actually going to provide accommodation. And if people want to move out of their family bedroom at 40 years of age, there needs to be places in other areas that funds don't invest in. Yeah. And all this is doing is it's pushing smaller landlords out of these areas because they can't afford to stay in them if they have an existing tenancy going on before this. And even in the future, they have to know that absolutely they have to provide the property for 6 years.
Yeah. So at the moment, what they're doing is either they're selling Morris or they're going short-term letting, which is one thing the government is trying to tackle on the other side of things as well. Would one way of encouraging landlords to stay, even with the new rules of 6 years duration and certainty of tenure for the tenants, would it be to change the tax treatment for rental income?
Well, the tax treatment for rental income obviously is incredibly punitive. Most landlords who would have a normal job use up most of the tax-free allowance in the normal job, and therefore they're providing for their pension or they're providing whatever by buying a property. So most landlords would end up, of the 52%, they end up paying 52% of the tax on the property. If you look at a lot of properties, Gerry, they generally pull about a 6% yield. And of that 6% yield, it's very safe to say that most apartments and otherwise take about a third of that between maintenance management fees, estate agent fees, the letting agent, and all the other fees that are involved in it. So therefore, of that 6%, 2% goes on costs. You're left with 4%, of which basically 2% of that, half it, goes to the government, and the landlord is left with 2% net on it. But the landlord is taking a phenomenal amount of risk on the property to provide the property and to keep the property going and everything else. So the risk is very, very high for that 2%. And it is higher than a lot of people are prepared to pay, because on deposit accounts in Ireland, you can get up to 3%. So, and you pay your 33% dirt tax on that, and you're left with 2% as well. But you don't have to deal with the RTB. You don't have to deal with the uncertainty as to what way the RTB or what way rules are going to happen, or whether the tenant is going to pay you or not on deposit.
So it's
a massive gamble that you're expecting landlords to take on, that they won't actually really be sure of getting a return on the investment or on the chance that they have worked towards to raise the deposit, to raise the mortgage, to get it all sorted and everything else. It's too big a gamble. And that is why another reason why you see that landlords are moving out of it.
Is it your contention, finally, Morris, if you look at the figures and the tail of the tape, is that, you know, rent for a 3-bedroom house in Kerry has increased over 7% in the last 12 months, and it's up multiples of that over the last 5 years. Are we going to be looking at this time next year further rent increases, you think, as an effect of this, as people leave the market or supply contracts? Is that what the Irish property owners fear?
Yes. From the IPOA, we would see that is going to be the way it's going to go, and it's going to keep on going that way whilst you have rent controls. You know, it's interesting, Britain, with the Labour Party, which has probably incredibly left compared to some of our left parties, have categorically stated that they're not going to bring in rent controls because they have seen the damage that rent controls do to a market and reduce the supply so much. And whilst you have the rent, like, in 2012,
are you afraid then of other parties in Ireland who say, as soon as we get into power, 3-year rent freeze, a ban on all evictions until we sort the housing crisis?
Yes. Yeah, I don't think that any of the Irish parties would be stupid enough to actually run with that, because we have seen what that has done from the figures. We can see it from the RTB. When you bring in the rent freezes, the supply goes down and down and down. And the problem, Gerry, is that a landlord sells up, that money goes into something else. It doesn't go back into property. It doesn't go back into investing in property. It's money that then the state has to come up and find in social housing or otherwise to actually provide the property and the roof over people's heads. So we can't keep on making these silly mistakes of rent freezes and eviction bans and everything else, because all it does is, in the long term, it brings down supply the whole time. And we've had so much supply being brought down. We have a very transient population, and we need an awful lot more supply than we have.
Okay. All right. Brilliant stuff. Listen, Mars, we'll leave it there. We're going to talk more. Thanks for taking us through some of those changes. That's Mars Deverell there of the Irish Property Owners Association. Tomorrow, we're going to hear from Threshold on the other side of things as to what they think of these new changes coming in and how they'll benefit tenants. We'll get to that in more detail on the programme tomorrow. Keep your comments coming into us. Council homes, will our rent go up in March 2026? No, not along the lines of March 2026. However, there's a chance your rent will go up. This was yesterday's budget at Kerry County Council. A full review of the maximum rent cap has been carried out, and there will be increases. Over time, the application rent cap has created inequalities in Kerry. This is the executive who decided where those earning higher incomes are paying proportionally less rent than those on lower incomes. That's around 38% of tenancies in that bracket. So it's planned to remove the maximum rent cap over a 3-year period starting in February 2026. The removal of the rent cap will not result in any household paying more than 20% of their assessable income on rent, regardless of the income earned. And but it will mean increases depending on what is being earned and depending on what people are earning in those individual houses, whether there's one earner, two earners, three earners or four earners. You'll all be paying more. The more you earn, the more you will pay. So rents will go up. Now, Kerry County Council have said that 62% of Kerry County Council tenants will not be impacted by the removal of the rent cap.